The following episode may not be suitable for all audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
We did it.
All right.
I hope everyone.
Yeah.
Well, if we didn't, I'll find out in post and I can adjust from there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And just in case one of our computers decides to shit the bed, I am going to bring up a record to the cloud. There you go.
Amazing.
Yes, and
that's smart and super epic.
To the cloud.
Super epic and good, and good and epic. 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 Epic.
Epic.
Epic. Epic. Epic.
Oh, good lord.
No one say anything. We're just going to see how long Lily says epic over and over again.
Epic.
It'll never stop.
Epic. This is the episode. Epic. Epic.
Epic. You joke, but I'm just going to replace all of your dialogue with you just saying epic.
Don, please. Please.
If you say it with enough different inflections, we can just epic. You can be like a Pokemon.
Epic. Epic.
Stop. Your character, only I can epic.
Your character only transcends to a real game.
Only I can choose when the epic occurs. That is my right as an American.
Now can you say that again, but with the epic is angrier and like with 1 second in front of it or 1 second behind it of silence?
Oh dear lord.
No. I can't do that for you.
Okay.
Welcome to the second episode of Into the Gamerverse, a Dice Fiends interstitial, our hearts intertwined adventure, in which our heroes are epic and experiment with falling damage.
My name is Daniel, and I am playing Logan, and he is a knucklehead.
My name is Lily. I'm playing Interstitial with all my friends here.
God damn it.
It's a good game. It's a good game. My name is Lily, and I am playing Carla Cortez, and she is the digital.
Alright. And
hi, I'm Rem. Eric forgot my name. I'm playing Jessica, the prodigy.
It was just that last epic.
What? I said playbook.
No. You said epic.
I definitely said playbook. It's on the recording.
God, I feel like...
Eric, it's okay. You can admit it's you on forgot my name.
No,
even
I didn't...
It's right there on the window.
I didn't forget your name.
He thinks I said epic after I said my thing.
Yeah, like every like when I was talking, you said, "I guess you just said playbook," but I thought you said epic, and that's why I just broke down.
I said just, the digital .. playbook.
Because
playing the digital sounded weird to me.
Yeah, so last time you had gone, you had all met up and started the adventure. And then you went to the Sonic the Hedgehog world, where Logan killed Dr. Robotnik, and while calling him Jim Carrey, Jessica convinced a robot that she was his mother, and that she was very disappointed.
That robot Chaos convinced Emerald. Itself.
You,
yeah, it kind of did.
It's okay, because we're in a video game. He's not really dead, right? I didn't really kill...
Yeah, he'll respawn. It's fine.
Okay.
Jim Carrey's just dead in the real world now.
Yeah, you killed real Jim Carrey.
You die in the game, you die in real life.
He is die in the game, you die in real life. And that... I guess if you portray
character... Your character in a game that you voice act dies, you die in real life.
Oh, that's God. Very dangerous, the more characters in voice act.
That's dangerous for us, too.
What happens when we get to the point where we kill someone that's just in, like, a really long-running series and, like, 7 voice actors all die?
Interesting.
Well, I know what happens if you kill Yusuke. Critical Role gets canceled.
Oh, okay, then I'm definitely killing Yusuke.
You leave my beautiful Oof. Boy alone.
Oof. Oof, sorry, Matt Mercer.
Look, Eric, your just show's told over. Me I have the power to get Critical Role canceled, and I am taking that shot. I am pulling the trigger.
Yikes. It's okay. I'll spin off with
Yusuke. As long as you leave Adventure Zone alone, because all right, they're good.
I'll leave Yusuke alive if we can have an Overwatch world and I can kill McCree instead.
Why McCree?
This is the only other Matt Mercer character I could think of.
Let's see. Let's.
Oh,
no, oh! I could here. Kill the. I could kill the hunter guy from Monster Hunter. That's Matt Mercer.
I just want to go to Splatoon.
I don't think he's in that game.
No, that wasn't why. I just,
wants,
go.
Wants to go to Splatoon, which is a legitimate we thing could, he wants to do.
We could also kill Leon S. Kennedy in Resident Evil 6.
That sounds difficult.
MacReady in Fallout 4. Midas and Sid in Fortnite.
Oh no, you've already sold me. I'm killing MacReady. He deserves it.
Alright. Can we stop?
I just want to go on the record in case this goes out as a podcast. I have no real problem with Matthew Mercer. You know, I may disagree occasionally with Critical Role sometimes, but like, I'm not trying to...
No, yeah, I'm not.
Daniel wants you to know that he does not endorse the assassination of any popular voice actors.
Yeah, I don't know enough about Matt Mercer to like declare him as a bad person.
Yeah,
that
needs to be killed.
He was charming on that episode of Overboard the other day that I watched. I don't know. I don't listen to Critical Role.
Yeah, I don't have any problem with Critical Role or Matt Mercer. I just stated...
I just don't like Critical Role, that's all.
That's fair. Yeah. None of us want to assassinate Matt Mercer. So, after you kill Dr. Robotnik, you foil the hackers known as 4chan on that world.
Fuck
and then Lily hacked the world in order to transport you and the space station into Mementos Tokyo. So... That's where we're starting out.
We're still in the space station.
You're still in the space station. Yes.
How long does it take to transport us there? Was it just an instantaneous thing? Did it take a little bit of time? I don't remember.
I hacked us there.
I know you
hacked us. It was an instantaneous time.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, like, yeah, because you're a master hacker. I was going to say, I'd be hanging out with my new locked mastery link, Shadow the Hedgehog, the cooler Sonic the Hedgehog. But I don't know if I've had time for that.
Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
Yeah.
Tails, as you see Dr. Robotnik's body just, like, fall out of the ship, Tails comes up to you. Well, hey, are you going to want to go down to the surface?
I mean, yeah. The game wizard told us we had to do that. This is a very strange situation we're in, I want to help people.
Yeah, we gotta do what the game wizard says, I guess.
Does anyone know if Persona has fall damage? Jessica asks as she is edging closer and closer to just the edge of the space station.
What's Persona? You know,
I haven't played it.
I don't think there's fall damage in that game.
Is there even, like, an opportunity to fall? I don't think there is.
What's a Persona?
Oh, well, that's like a thing where you like. I think it's like a thing where you like shoot yourself in a head, but like then a monster comes out.
Is that the one where you make a huge animal costume and then wear it to conventions?
Yeah, Jessica definitely misheard that as Persona and just kind of slowly pointed at Shadow the Hedgehog.
What are you talking about? Are Personas the ultimate life form?
No, but they have a lot of money for commissions.
No, we know you're the ultimate life form, Shadow.
Damn straight.
Look at this cool gun that I have.
Look at this gun.
I like how Daniel doesn't know shit about gaming, but he's like, yeah, ultimate life form. That's Shadow, right?
We're buddies now.
And look at this photograph.
I'm gonna be honest. I don't remember Logan and Shadow making friends at all.
Logan well, fucking killed a man, and Shadow was like, "That's rad."
All I know is I'm looking at my character sheet, and I have a locked link with Shadow the Hedgehog. I think it's from my he has the most dangerous power to turn those around into allies. Move. So me and
yep, now Shadow's your friend.
Me and Shadow are buddies.
Buddies, yeah. No, that's natural.
I need to know what Shadow's shadow looks like, so we're taking him down to the surface with us.
Oh dear lord!
So
wait, wasn't there another one of us? Where did she go?
Yeah, when we transported to this other world, she was gone. Huh?
I think she wanted to see if there was fall damage too. I think she's down there somewhere, but she's like a giant monster, so she should be fine.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe because she's like a video game.
Okay, herself. Well, I was kind of trying to give you like a plot line, but that's fine.
Well,
you can shitpost if you want, Eric.
No, what was the plot line?
Yeah, I was going to say something like
where
oh,
did the
it's
other
weird
character
that
we were playing with disappear to is the plot line.
Yeah.
Well, this is a way if I'm definitely going to cut this, but this is a way if Elena wants to do something between games. I can already have her down there and interacting with other people.
Mm.
Okay.
So I'm not just shitposting right now.
Okay. Do that. Sounded like shitposting.
I do that frequently.
I don't think I've ever seen you not shitposting.
I'm not even drunk, so.
I thought this was the drunk game.
I'm not even drunk is a very low bar.
Look, I'm not even drunk.
If I wasn't editing one of the episodes of Arcena tonight, and I have to work tomorrow, maybe.
Okay,
but anyway. I'm trying to do a good job. Oh, anyway,
trying.
You think she jumped down?
She floated down.
Oh, she floated. Did you see her?
Yeah, like right after I pushed Dr. Robotnik out of the space station.
Oh, does she not want to hang out with us?
Does she not like us? Are we not friends? I thought we were friends.
I don't know.
Jessica's pretty sure there's no fall damage. She's gonna jump.
All right.
Oh no.
So what are the other two of you doing? Are you going to jump after
Jessica?
Are you going? You can stop Jessica. You can try and stop Jessica.
I'm going to look to my animal buddies and say like, "Hey, do any of you know how to fly? Can any of you like fly us down there? Or you got a plane or anything before my sister here jumps?"
Actually, she is in the middle of jumping, so...
I kind of, like, look over at Logan after she jumps, and I'm like, I guess we just jump?
I guess.
And then I shrug, and then I jump after her.
Yeah. I thought I was the... I thought I was the dumb one. Okay,
Well, I can hover down there and carry you if you... I was gonna fix up Dr. Robotnik's ship so you could fly.
Yeah, Tails can
down.
Fly!
Tails can just fly!
But hey! Tails says, looking over the edge.
Shadow can also fly, right?
I can.
I think when he uses chaos control, he could, like...
Yo, we need to line up a bunch of rings between here and the ground and then spin dash.
If someone had a chaos emerald, I could get you down there.
No, I don't have any emeralds.
The chaos emerald just jumped off.
We've already jumped.
Yeah, I'm having this conversation while you guys are falling. Well, don't worry about it, little guy. You know what you need to do. I will go catch up with them, I guess. And I just sort of jump off. And we all begin to fall towards Tokyo below.
Are you trying to take anyone with you as you jump off?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I don't want to risk anybody else's lives here.
All right. Well, they're just videos, but all right. So?
Yeah, Daniel, it's just a video game. It's not like we would die in real life.
Okay.
I'm like...
Silly goose.
Alright, so... So, As Jessica, Logan, and Carla... Yeah? Carla.
That's us.
God, I'm not even drunk.
Not even, yeah.
Carla, Logan, and Jessica jump off. We cut to the ground view where Morgana and Futaba are just like standing there, like staring up at the space station that just appeared in the atmosphere. It's like, what do we do about that? And then like three people just jump out. It's like, what the fuck? Okay, but thinking fast, Futaba summons her persona, so you all smack against the dome of her flying saucer, and it brings you down. You do each take one harm.
Damn it, there's fall damage in this game.
Wait, there's fall damage?
Should not have.
You never fall from far enough of a height. Don't okay. Jump from the atmosphere in Persona 5. Hot take.
There's fall damage in Persona 5. It's just not programmed.
Jessica hits, and then she immediately goes, I call bullshit.
I thought this might have happened.
Thank God for narrative convenience, am I right?
I should have gone with that fox. He was cute. Okay.
He was cute. Tails is pretty cute, actually.
He is a cutie.
He's cute.
Like, other of them could fly, too. Like, can't the rabbits fly with their ears? I don't know if any of the rabbits were there. I don't know if he was on.
No, it was only the Sonic Adventure 2 cast minus Eggman and Big the Cat. Okay.
Well, because we killed Eggman, is why.
And a robot.
Yeah, I wonder if the robot could fly.
The robot does come hovering down.
Hey, robot!
Hello.
Hey, Jessica, isn't this your son or something?
Go to your room.
No.
You're grounded.
Technically, he's not. Technically, Jessica, technically he's in the air right now.
Not while you live under my roof.
He's not under a roof either. He's... Yeah, he's actually in the middle of the sky currently, Jessica. He's not.
Listen, Carla, nobody fucking asked you. Okay, let me deal with my children the way I want. You can judge me if you're a parent.
You know what? I don't give a shit.
Guys, we have to fight the evil bad guys of.
Oh yeah, 4chan? The evil bad guys. Right.
I don't really understand what's happening here, but let's 4chan. Ride this flying saucer down and then just beat the crap out of some
people. Well, because remember, 4chan was trying to open the gamer gates in order to. Steal the Chaos Emeralds, and no, they were trying to steal the Chaos Emeralds to open the Gamer Gates. That's it.
Yeah, we have to stop the Gamer Gate.
Why were they opening the Gamer Gates? I don't remember, but that's fine.
I feel like it's been a while since we've thought about this, but
I don't believe it was elaborated on.
Just cause.
Just cause.
It's a shit post. Sure. It's a shit post. Game.
The sequels were it actually got good.
Are we going there?
Just cause.
Are we going there? No, this is Persona.
Who knows? Well, let's get through this world first. All right. Wow, it's only been 30 minutes.
Only been 30 minutes.
Only been 30 minutes. 20 minutes since we started recording.
All right.
It's only been 5 minutes of usable audio.
It's only been 1 week since...
Okay.
You looked at
it's
me.
It's been
1 week since you looked at me.
Are there?
And I said, I'm
what
angry.
What do I see as I'm going down to the city?
As you're going down, you see an anthropomorphic looking cat about knee height with a big head, which looks like he has a banded mask.
Oh, this must be one of Sonic's friends.
And then once you get down, the UFO disappears, and you see what looks like a middle schooler with large red goggles in like a kind of baggy pants and a computer chip grid top.
I think. Oh, hey! Thanks for the save. I thought there was no fall damage.
You talking about this like something in a video game? The woman, the young girl asks.
Yes.
Kinda.
Surely you understand thinking. Surely Futaba understands the idea of being in a video game.
Wait. Okay,
we're about to blow your mind here.
Has Jessica played Persona?
I feel like one of us has to have.
Yeah, one of us should have. You. Logan has not. I don't.
So I feel like if Jessica has, and I feel like she probably has, I feel like as soon as Futaba starts to question things, she's just going to look at her and go, it's an isekai.
Oh, because
Jessica knows that that would explain everything to Futaba.
Oh, of course, yes. Well, I mean,
I feel like Carla has like some cursory persona knowledge, but hasn't played it. Like maybe she's watched a couple of her friends play it like once, but like doesn't really remember what happened or wasn't watching the entire game.
You people from another world who died and now they're in a fantasy land.
Well, I don't think we died.
Well, that's usually how isekais work.
There was a wizard.
Wizards.
It was a gamer wizard.
A gamer wizard. A gamer wizard.
Yeah, so, okay. Basically, there's the... And then I explain the plot to her.
Oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense. The cat is still like, what? How are you in Mementos? Where are your personas?
Oh, you can talk, little cat guy.
I am not a cat!
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you not
looked can like I make a link with Futaba?
Yes. What link are you going for?
Wait.
I want to make a heart link.
Alright.
Wait, if you're not a cat...
I rolled a 7.
Who are you?
Is that... I forget. Is that a hit? That's a hit, right?
Yeah. I think that's a partial success. So...
Yeah, I think so.
Either... You get a different link, or your link move doesn't trigger.
I'm okay with not getting my link move.
Alright. So you get a hard link. I'm a person. I was just trapped in like this because I went too deep into... I can't remember my true form, but... Once I do, I'll become a person again, and...
That sounds really elaborate.
I would like to also try to make a link...
Alright, are you...
With, what's this guy's name? Morgana?
Morgana, yes.
Yeah, alright. That's 1 through 12? Oh, shoot. Because this is... You roll 2d6.
Yes.
Yeah. How the frick am I supposed to do that on random? I guess just 1 through 6 twice?
I went to random.org and went to the dice roller on there and I'm rolling 2
dice. Yeah, because that just defaults to d6s and you can be like, roll 2.
Is there a dice roller? Is it just
here? I'm gonna throw it in the Discord chat, the website I'm using.
Oh, here, found it. I found it.
Oh, okay.
Roll 2. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got a 6.
All right. So let me bring up interstitial since it has been forever since I looked at this.
It says the GM gives you a link, but also picks one. Make a move as hard as you want, or someone else gets a link.
And then because you're giving Carlo the link, you get to decide what it is.
Yes. So what were you going for the link?
What are they, actually? Heart, mastery, and light. What's the difference between heart and light?
So light is friendships and loves, while heart is... It's about introspection. So, like...
I guess maybe heart?
Alright.
Is what I was going for.
I think I would say you get a mastery link with Morgana instead, as you hear that he's trying to find out who he is, and maybe that resonates with you somehow.
Mm-hmm. And I guess I don't get to use my move.
No, and what are the DM moves?
Please be nice. I have 2 harm.
When did you get a second harm?
I think during the fight I got one.
Oh, you heal harm once you move between worlds.
Okay, so I have 1 harm then.
Yes. Alright. Guilty feeling. Unlocking, remove a magical condition. I will... Do something off screen.
Cool. What? Well, if everybody's making friends, I think this cat guy is pretty cool. I want to try to roll to make a link with Morgana as well.
All right.
Yeah. Let's see here. What do I add to that? I add my...
What stat are you using? What stat? What link do you want to make with him?
Oh, does it matter what kind of link I'm making? That's how you determine what the role
yes.
is? Okay.
Yeah. Lily, did you add a stat to... Did you add your heart stat?
Is that it's zero.
Okay, yes. And also mark an experience for failing that role.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
All right, so... What do you want to use?
Heart. I want to make friends with people. Heart is making friends with people, right? No. It's
light.
It's
is light. Friends.
And light. That's what I want to do. Okay, then I want to use light. That's better. I have one in light and zero.
Okay, and you get a plus. You get an additional plus one since it's one of your best stats.
Wait, I get an additional plus one?
Yeah, if you make a link with one of your best stats, you get an additional plus one. To that roll.
Oh, I didn't see that, but I assume that's in there. I got an 8.
8? Alright. Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, you get a... Alright, so with that, you can... I'm sorry. Okay, so on a 7 to 9, your link move doesn't trigger, or the link isn't what you intended. Would you like to...
I think my link move probably doesn't trigger, right?
Alright. So you gain a heart link with... A light link with Morgana.
Okay.
None of us are rolling, like, super great on this one.
That's okay.
We're saving it.
It happens.
Logan tries to kill somebody again.
That's true.
Alright. Yeah, I think I'm definitely like, yeah, no, it's great to meet you, cat.
I am not a cat!
Not cat. I do want to respect you said.
So, like, how did you forget your form, or whatever you said?
He puts his paws on his side and looks off, kind of stream. I don't remember. I just woke up like this. But I know I'm not a cat. I know I'm a person.
I look at Futaba's the other one here?
Yeah.
I look at Futaba, at cursory looking for, like, confirmation of this, but not, like, saying anything.
He was like that when he and the other Phantom Thieves helped steal my heart.
There is a lot going on in that sentence.
That's a lot. Normally I'd be like, that's bullshit, but obviously. Yeah, sure. So what's your name, ma'am?
Oh.
Lady? Girl?
My name's Oracle.
I thought it was Futaba.
Yeah.
The cat just like does her stuff. We use code names when we're in mementos in palaces, so the shadows won't catch on to us.
How come? Okay.
I should call you Oracle, name, I guess?
My name's Mona.
Wait, I'm confused.
I'm Mona.
Is this Morgana talking?
Okay. Yes, that's Morgana.
You said it was Morgana.
No, I got it. Okay.
I don't think Morgana actually said
Morgana,
their name.
And then Futaba Oracle. Got
it. Yes. Oh, if Morgana didn't actually say Morgana, that makes it even better than Jessica's like, but I thought you said Morgana.
Because Jessica knows all of this. Jessica probably beat Persona. Jessica knows Morgana's whole deal.
Jessica played like the first half. Jessica got to the homophobia and quit.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
That's fair.
She was like, actually, never mind. This game fucking sucks ass.
Okay, well, I don't know what you guys are doing here, but if there are any... We're supposed to help people fight...
Yeah. Is there anything that's been, like, going on that's, like, weird?
Yeah.
The past few days?
And I put up my dukes, sort of, ready to...
Both of them somebody. Give you two, you three a long look. Well, besides us being in a... planescape of like
okay no the no, public's no not, heart. Not like fantastical weird, but like okay, I guess more so like, have you seen any like hackers anywhere, like anyone like dressed up like a hacker or like an internet nerd?
Raises her hand.
Yes, you. And then I like point at her like,
I'm
yes,
the world's
you may
best
speak.
I'm the world's best hacker, baby.
Not you, like a mean hacker.
Oh yeah, I dealt with MedJet already.
I don't know what a Medjet is. Have you seen any? Has anything new happened recently?
Like a new hackers?
Yeah. I'm sure you're doing your own thing in this world that we're in. Is this world called Isekai? I'm confused what you were talking about.
Is this world called Isekai?
Jessica's gonna look this is fucking seriously and just like, yes, this is the world called Isekai.
No, this is Logan doesn't know
what Isekai is. Logan doesn't watch anime. Logan's probably watched Dragon Ball Z.
Wow, what a noob.
Carla high fives Jessica.
Well, Futaba claps her hands together and thinks, well, I was monitoring mementos while the others were away, and we were seeing some strange readings. It looks like the shadows were acting up down in mementos. Down in the stations of mementos. To see what was happening.
Okay. That
was that us?
Probably.
Or was that someone else?
That's probably the bad guys, right?
I don't know. It might
the hacker
been us.
Group known as 4chan?
New approach. Have you heard anything about the Gamer Gates?
Is that the one that's supposed to be about ethics in video game journalism?
No, that's the super sexist one. I'm talking about the Gamer Gates, multiple plural.
Like two words.
The Gamer Gates. Like the... No?
I'm assuming you haven't. Okay.
No. Is it? Maybe that's what's down in the heart of mementos.
I guess we should, like, check or whatever. What do you think, Tails?
Tails is also here.
Is Tails still, like, with us?
No, Tails didn't come. I said, don't worry about it. And I just jumped off. Okay. I was told there was no fall damage.
I am here.
The robot is here. Good.
No!
Robot, what do you think?
I think we should go down and explore mementos.
I think we should go down and explore mementos, y'all.
Okay. Well, that seals the deal. I'm not doing that.
Jessica, I'm going to, like, pull Jessica aside. Look, we have to, like, deal with this.
Yeah, but the robot told me to, so now I don't want to.
Okay, just fuck the robot, okay? It's...
Well...
We still, like, have to, like, find them. This is the only lead we have, really.
So, how do we get into Mementos, Logan, ignoring this conversation? Like, do you have a car or something?
Well, I can transform into a car, but we just have to go and...
Hold up. Yeah. You can transform into a car.
More Mona nods. Yeah.
Yo, that's dope.
Isekai is pretty cool.
Isekai!
Can we
not wrong, but like,
and just put it at the start of every fucking podcast. Isekai is pretty cool.
Every podcast.
Those are the ideas of Logan, not Daniel. I think Isekai is a little overdone.
I will find every podcast per editor's home and like knock them out and then just insert Daniel saying, Isekai is pretty cool in front of everyone.
No.
I'm just going to put Isekai is pretty cool in front of the first episode of our next arc. No one's going to get it. Because there's like the mutual listenership between my podcast and his podcast is like me and Eric.
Also, Isekai this isn't coming is out until cool. later is in 2021. Standard, so.
It's a. I mean, any role playing game is kind of Isekai, right?
It's gonna be like 6 months in advance.
They're like, wow, Daniel stole that from Fallout 76, Survivors of the North.
Fallout 76, Survivors of the North.
There, I fixed it. It's credited to Logan now and not Dan.
Alright.
What were we talking about? Oh yeah. It's turning into a car.
We've even gotten sidetracked from the idea that she could turn into a car.
I'm a guy. That?
That's Mona. Yeah.
Or he. I'm sorry. Mona just seems like a feminine name. I'm sorry.
Moana. Yeah.
I'm really sorry. I'm not trying to.
So I feel like as soon as that happens, Jessica's just gonna like fucking like. She's gonna do the older sister like slap upside the back of the head that doesn't actually hurt, and she's like, "Don't fucking misgender people, asshole."
No, you're right. I'm sorry.
He did it, but it was an accident. It's alright.
Anyway.
So you can get us there, right?
Is it
okay.
Like a van. Listen, we just need to go down to the subway and then we'll be able to drive around the...
I feel like if we're going to the subway, you should turn into a train instead.
Wait, people think about cats turning into buses? Is that a thing that you think about?
I guess so.
Oh.
Must be, because I could turn into a car.
He turns into a car. I guess so, fucko.
Oh. That's pretty cool. Wow. Okay, again, I'm sorry. Wow. Like, I thought we were friends, like, mechanically. We have a light link.
I start investigating the van, like, checking the paint and all that, and I'm like, wow.
I say fucko to all my friends.
Mona says fucko to Daniel, and Jessica, like, feels a voice as if thousands of ratings changed in a moment.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's go and try to help your friends if they're fighting the gamer... Well, do you fight the Gamergate? I don't know.
We're fighting the gamer...
We're finding the plural. Gamergate. Gates.
I'm pretty sure it's plural.
Oh. This game wizard has given us a very confusing quest.
I don't think he even told us about the Gamergates.
Yeah, you're right. He just said that the Gamerverse was in trouble.
And then fucking yeeted us out here.
Well, no, he yeeted us into Sonic.
Oh, yeah, and then you yeeted us here.
Well, with consent.
Mona, do you know what Sonic the Hedgehog is? Have you ever dressed up as Sonic the Hedgehog?
Sonic's in that Smash Brothers game, right? Okay. Futaba says.
Wait.
No, not...
Are the Persona characters aware of Smash Tournament?
Yes,
Joker, you can't do that, because
Joker's in Smash.
Well, it said it before Smash Ultimate comes out, so...
Okay.
Joker's in Smash!
You're just avoiding... So you're only avoiding this problem by time period. Yes. What you're saying is, 5 years after this game comes out, they see Smash Bros. Ultimate have one of their friends in it, and they're like, wait.
Wait a moment. What the fuck?
Also, I like the idea that, like, Smash Bros. Releases in Japan, in North America, in Europe, in Australia, and also in Persona.
Yeah. Okay, I could drive if we need somebody to drive.
All right, well, let's go down first. Mona changes bag, and what goes down this entrance to the subway.
Oh, okay. I follow him. His name is Morgana. It has an A. It's a female voice actress. I always think of Morgana as female. I'm gonna.
No. Yeah.
It's so stupid. I don't know why they did it that way. It's very annoying to me.
Persona series has made a lot of questionable decisions. Morgana is the least among them.
All right. At least Morgana isn't Teddy.
God, Teddy.
Great. Now I remember that Teddy exists. Thanks.
I don't know what we're talking about.
I've never played Persona 4, so I'm fine.
I hit successfully locked Teddy out up until now.
I've played all of the Persona games and most of the SMT games. But Logan hasn't.
That great role-playing.
Yeah.
Epic role-playing.
Alright, so once you get down to the first level... Morgana hops onto the tracks and just turns into a car. Alright, everyone pile in.
This is so uncomfortable. Alright, let's get in.
It's a fairly nice van with...
It's a nice van. Dude, the seats that's like not why it's uncomfortable.
It's never... The seats always look kind of plush to me. So they're plush, but he does purr if... He does purr if you rub the board.
Oh, no.
If you rub the area above the steering wheel.
Yeah.
Are there seat belts?
There are seat belts, yes.
Fuck yes. I don't put my seatbelt on.
Glad there's seatbelts just so that you can't wear one.
Just so I can make the active choice.
She draws her power from breaking rules.
But only small rules. Like, I don't... Like, I'm not a serious rebel, but, like, I fuck around sometimes.
Okay. All right. Well, let's start driving. I don't know where we're going, but I'll just, like, drive the car. I'm miming a steering wheel right now for everyone who cares. I don't know why I did that for a podcast.
Which is just us.
It's a very good visual gag.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Except your hand is like off screen, so
yeah, my hand was literally off screen for the Zoom, so that didn't even work.
I just saw like your shoulder was like slightly raised.
Yeah, my shoulder went up slightly. That's how you saw.
This is the strangest driving. I'm deliberately swerving everybody.
So it
must be really hard to drive in a subway.
Yeah. Is it just a straight line subway? Is there, like, ways we can go?
As you go through the subway, you see that there are branching paths. And, like, a lot of them end in dead ends.
Right. Left. Left.
Okay.
Left.
And do a kickflip.
Left. Oh, shit, that was a square.
Is this a sewer shark game? What is going on here?
There's a chain. There's a chained up door ahead of you, but Mona just ends up crashing through it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, neat. So, what are those chained up doors, Mona?
Oh, they're just doors for in mementos. It's nothing to be worried about.
I'm worried.
All of this
is relatively concerning. Are there any of these shadows that they were talking about, or do we see any of these gamer gates or 4chan or anything? Like, do I need to roll to look around?
You're just throwing out buzzwords you don't know anything about.
Is there BuzzFeed?
Is there any of this, like, toxic masculinity I've heard so much about?
Yeah. As you're driving around, you do see, like, kind of behemoths that look like they have masks on their face, white masks on their face, and, like, all... Those are the shadows.
Run the fuck over?
You don't have personas, safe? So I don't know if it would be safe for you down here.
Okay, but I can download a sword.
Yeah.
You can download a sword. That's true.
Oh.
I killed a mad scientist. Don't worry, it was a video game.
Let's not mix up words here. You killed Dr. Robotnik. Okay, there's a difference. He's not, like, super powerful. He's just
His name was Jim Carrey.
Actor who played Ace Ventura?
How do you know about Ace Ventura? How old are
we? No. Have you ever seen Liar Liar?
Yes.
Him.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. He was also Ace Ventura.
Our friend Logan killed him.
Fuck.
Fuck. Anyway.
That was so tough, by the way.
Are there... So are your friends in here, too? Should we try to find them? Should we try to find that shadow? I'm very confused.
They're in Hawaii currently. We're just trolling around mementos.
Oh, they're in Hawaii. Why aren't we in
Hawaii? Why?
On the school break.
No one got my joke there. I said, why?
One moment. Say it one more time so we can all laugh an appropriate amount.
Why? Thanks for all the
laughing. I'm laughing an appropriate amount.
You asshole.
I'm sorry.
It was a good joke.
No, it's good. It's good. The timing is just all weird now because I didn't get it the first time.
I'm sure our listeners will be like, oh, that was a good joke. Thanks, Lily.
As you say,
everyone's ignoring how great Lily is.
Everyone tweet at Dice. Is it at Dice Fiends? Whatever. I don't know. Tweet about how good the joke was.
Everyone tweet at LOTR_Dan about how good this joke was.
Oh, lordy.
It was a good joke and you didn't even get it. I'll say that. Say that specifically.
It's because I'm clueless. I have no idea what's going on. I'm just a big dumb.
Six months when this does it, you won't know what's going
You're
on.
You're going to get like so many. You're going to get like at least, well, not at so least many. One. You're going to get one person and it's probably going
to
be me.
I was about to say, is it going to be you?
It's gonna be me on the Fallout account because I don't have a personal account anymore.
It's gonna be me.
That's the only Twitter I use now because I deleted my personal Twitter.
I really should delete my personal Twitter.
Everyone should delete their personal Twitter. It's a
everyone shit show. Should delete.
It's the bad website where Nazis yell at you. Unlike the other websites where Nazis yell at you, they're all bad websites.
Unlike real life. Anyway, as you're saying that, a shadow does come charging towards you, and Morgana seems, back up, back up, back up, back up.
I try to back up really quickly.
No, you gotta shift the gear. Look like this, and then I grab the thick gear shift. No, I let go. Never mind.
The shadow catches you and hits the car, forcing you all out of it.
Fuck.
And it bursts into like three long stripy dogs, like strip dogs, like floating up. They have long strip bodies, dog head.
Sure, I believe you.
And they look like they're going to attack. What would you all like to do?
Download a sword, please.
All right, roll to download.
Roll.
What does that require? What does that require?
Actually, well, do I decide what the weapon is after I roll? I think so. That sounds right.
Because I think you determine the things about it depending on how many you get on your
rolls. So. Oh my god! So I got a 5.
No.
Plus mastery. What's my mastery? So it's 6. So.
Would you like to spend a link to re-roll it?
Or would you know what? I think, can I spend my link with Morgana and like ask what they are?
Yeah, those are shadows. They're born from the unconsciousness of humans.
Okay, so I guess I'll use that to spend the link and get rid of the link.
And then re-roll one of your dice.
Reroll, run them. Okay. I will reroll the first one, which was the 1.
That's good. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's a 2 now. So that's 2 plus 4, that's 6, plus 1 is 7. I think I'm going to go for deadly.
All right.
That seems appropriate, given what these things are. I don't know what the weapon would be, though. Well, I don't know what these things, like, weaknesses or whatever. Carla might, but I wouldn't.
It's... Any weapon is good as long as it looks real.
As long as it looks real. Okay.
Yeah.
In this case, I'm gonna go with a big-ass, like, a Kingdom Hearts-sized sword.
Wait, is it
not Kingdom Hearts,
blade?
Like a Final Fantasy-sized sword.
Final Fantasy.
I was thinking, like, the size of Kingdom Hearts, the object.
No, I meant, like... Yeah. Is the guy's name Cloud?
Cloud.
The guy with the really, really big sword.
Yeah. Yes.
The dumb sword.
It's that really ridiculously big-sized sword. It's not that sword, but it's, like, that size.
Yeah, the surfboard sword, yeah.
Yeah, and Buster sword.
And then I look at it, and I'm like, holy shit. And then, like, test swing it around a few times, and I'm like, I guess I can deal with this.
How many shadows are there?
I think it was 3.
3, you said?
There are 3, yes.
Perfect.
All right. Who wants to go next?
I think I'm just going to charge and attack this guy again. So I get shit. What did I do last time? Was like, how did I attack last time? How did I kill Dr. Robotnik?
With your bare fucking hands.
It was my bare fucking hands.
I feel like it was your bare hands.
You beat that man to death.
But they were enhanced by my, like, gamer glove or whatever. Like, the
you might have had the power glove.
Yeah,
we
it was
all
the
have
power,
the power
glove.
Glove.
Right. Oh, yeah. My hands got
okay, so your gloved fucking hands, then.
Yeah. Yeah, not my bare
with your
hands.
Your gloved fucking hands.
You killed Dr. Robotnik with your bare hands. I was wearing gloves.
actually, I had gloves on. So, like, let's not mix words here.
I think I am going to strike with intent. Strike with intent because, like, they're monstrous manifestations of the darkness of humanity. You can kill those things. All right. Ooh, I got an 11.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Y'all with your successes out here.
I get to be successful sometimes. I defend myself from harm and deal great harm. So I just, maybe it's almost like a Captain Marvel situation, and that like my hands, or Ms. Marvel situation, where my hands just get really, really big, and I just give a big old punch to this long doggo.
Jeez. Golly gee. Gee whiz.
Yeah.
Golly gee willikers. And you can just, like, cut in any of those whenever you please, Eric. Goodness gracious. There's another one for you. You just gotta, like, act like I'm pressing a button. Like, goodness gracious. Willikers. Goodness epic. Gracious. Oh, goodness.
Epic. Jessica's fucking scared shitless, y'all! Jessica
five.
Knows you don't fuck with shadows, alright? She doesn't have a fucking persona.
But she does have a robot.
Not that she wants one. No! Fuck!
just use the robot.
Jessica's like grumbling to herself, like I'm gonna fucking hate myself for this.
I tap Jessica's shoulder. Hey, there's a chance the robot dies, so like.
She looks at the robot. She's Shinji. Like, have you ever seen JoJo's Bizarre Adventure?
Doesn't Matt Mercer do a voice in that?
Download JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, robot.
For the record, I don't think Carla like actually believes this robot's gonna die, but I do think that Jessica using the robot to like fight will make the robot like feel happier.
I got a four.
Yeah. Well, you're getting experience.
Do you want to spin the link?
Good.
Or I will download it once there is Wi-Fi.
Fuck. There's no Wi-Fi in the subway here. This place fucking sucks shit.
I'm not using my data plan for you.
God, what kind of shitty world doesn't have Wi-Fi on the train? This place sucks shit.
No, but she's your mommy.
Just because someone gave birth to me doesn't mean they're family.
You know what, robot? You're right. And then I think back to, like... Never mind. No, let's not go there. Let's not give Carla trauma.
I think back to Jessica telling me she was my mom.
Yeah, I think back to Jessica. I think back to like all of the instances of this past two episodes of Jessica just like abusing this robot.
Oh, I was like, Jessica just told Carla she was her mom at one point. It's like, what? I'm
Jessica
older than you.
Jessica told me she was my mom. Me, Lily, not Carla.
Yes. You're fictional, though. What?
What?
Huh? Alright.
How did you get here? I thought you were... I thought you were an interstitial character.
Who wants to do some? Who wants to do what?
I guess it would be my turn again?
Yeah.
I'm going to... Okay, Daniel can hear us again. I'm going to attack the second one with my big-ass sword that I just downloaded.
Right. Hell yeah.
From the internet. I downloaded it.
Alright.
So is that...
Roll strike with intent.
Alright. What do I roll for that?
Roll 2d6 plus dark.
Oh, shoot. That's minus one. Dip. Okay. Come on, give me a good roll. That's a good roll. That's nine. So seven. No, wait. Is darkness minus one?
Yeah.
So eight. That makes no difference anyway. I'm gonna deal great harm, and then also, so great harm, and then the weapon is deadly, so I also get plus one harm.
Alright. So as you slice through it, it does claw you, dealing you one harm in return, but it vanishes into the aether. And there's only one left.
We should go for an all-out attack!
Right behind you!
You need to hit its weaknesses before you go for an all-out attack.
Oh, sorry. I haven't played these games.
What is it weak to? I mean, it seems to be weak to swords and punching.
Press triangle.
I like look at the glove. Where's triangle?
There's not a triangle.
Fuck. No, I draw a triangle
y.
On it.
Press Y.
Why? Okay, why? I'm pressing Y.
Tell me why some say it's a
epic.
Okay. L1?
Logan. Oh yeah, that's the button. Logan, what would you like to do?
I push the joystick in.
Yeah.
You can run now.
I can run.
Jessica
now.
Runs.
Yeah, you were walking before.
Jessica runs.
I mean, Logan is a blunt instrument. And he is just going to, after he knocks down this one dog, he's just going to, like, almost immediately fly towards the next one with his fist out. Terry Bogard style. Not that he knows who Terry Bogard is. Maybe he recognizes him in Smash. Roland. Nope, that is a 4. That is a complete failure.
No.
Ooh, I have an idea. I know what I can do.
Oh,
I would like to roll to cast magic.
Okay, so you're not limit breaking Logan?
No, I'm letting Logan eat all right. It.
Logan, you take 1 harm as the shadow just kicks you in the face.
Oh!
Okay. My apologies to Daniel.
I thought he was a friend with a shadow.
We should have brought Shadow. He's the ultimate life form.
I am the ultimate life form.
How'd you get here, Shadow?
He's not here. He's just saying that on the ship. Sounds like...
I don't know why I felt the need to say that.
So I just rolled a 12 for use magic.
Alright. Let's go.
Speaking of the ultimate life form, and she's gonna fucking, like, reach into her pocket and pull out that fucking emerald she stole and be like, Chaos Control!
What the fuck?
Alright, what do you want to do with Chaos Control?
I would like to have no unintended consequences, please.
Damn.
All right. I would like to bypass defenses. And I would like to cause a harm, and she's just going to do like a spike of chaos.
Alright, you manifest a spike of chaos and just drive it straight through the shadow's head. And then it disappears from
existence. She's going to slowly put the emerald back into her pocket and is like, nobody tell Shadow.
Jessica, you said you didn't have it.
That is a good point.
I didn't want to say anything in front of the gamer guy.
You said that you destroyed it, yeah?
Yeah. It's better that we have it, right?
Wasn't there some... There was someone that we were supposed to, like, actually give it to, right? Wasn't there?
I think Tails was going to use it to get the ship working.
I think the 4chan guy was like, no, you destroyed it! You've ruined everything!
Yeah, well, I know the 4chan guy was like, you know, he wanted it, and obviously, like, you don't give it to him, but, like, was it Tails? I don't know. I'm trying to figure out why Carl is mad at Jessica. You could have told us.
I mean, I did.
After the fact.
Now.
Just now, yeah, okay, yeah, cool.
When it was important.
While you guys are having a little bit of a tiff, I'm sort of standing myself up, dusting myself off. These things happen. Ah.
Also, don't forget to mark experience, Daniel, for your failure.
Hey, how much harm am I allowed to take before I die?
Your 4th one is the one that fills your clock.
Gotcha, okay.
Jesus. I think Carla, like, sits... I guess back... Is the van still there?
Yeah.
Morgana will turn back once the fight is over.
Yeah, the fight's over, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, is the van there?
Yes.
Thank you. So, I guess I, like, sit down in the van, and I, like, start looking at my arms. I assume they, like... I'm gonna say they hit me in the arms, because I don't think you said where.
Yeah.
And I, like, look at my arm, and I'm like, jeez. Doesn't hurt like a game.
Are you okay?
I, like roll down my sleeve and show you where they scratched.
Oh. Damn.
Yeah. Fuck.
I mean, even if this is a even if this was a game from your world, if it's isekai, it's basically real life for you now, right?
Yeah. God damn it.
Okay.
Is there, like, anything... Are there, like... Jess, you've played these games, haven't you?
Yeah.
Are there, like, healing items that could fix this?
Yeah. Does anybody have any soda?
Of course. Yeah, soda will do it.
Not right now, but if we... We can leave a mementos.
Do you have an IV drip?
Yeah. No, Joker took all that with him.
To Hawaii?
Why does he need it in Hawaii?
I don't know. He wasn't expecting us to use it, I guess.
Did you say the Joker? Are you talking about Heath Ledger? No. No.
No.
The new one played by Jared Leto?
Oh.
No. That was the bad
that
one.
Was, there's been a lot of Jokers.
What are you talking about?
Joaquin who was the new one?
No, the one. Yes, the one played.
The Joaquin... new one looks like the guy from Modern Family. Am I the only one who sees that? Or is that the same
Joker
actor?
Played by Joaquin Phoenix Joaquin. In Persona 5 The Royale?
That's it.
Are you friends with the Joker? You know, he always thought that his life was a comedy, but turns out it's a tragedy. Or wait, was it the other way around? I don't remember.
I'm friends with... No, Joker... What? Anyway...
I'm getting Joker-fied.
If we go back to the real world, we can get some rest.
But we just...
Didn't we just get here? We're trying to find the gamer base.
I think... I don't want to be the reason we give up.
Okay, well, let's keep going, but we'll make sure that you're safe, okay?
Sounds like a plan.
There's somewhere to rest. Just get back inside me. We'll go up and then we can travel. God, that sounded worse than I thought. Just... Everyone,
you know what, I feel better already, Mo.
Let's go deeper.
Everyone come inside me and then we can go deeper.
You know what, I feel better already, Mona.
You know what, I think I'll walk.
And scene.
Let's go down to one of the fast travel points and then we can rest there.
Fuck. And scene.
The gamers are Lily, Rin, and Daniel. Theming and producing is done by Eric. The tracks used in this episode are Enemy Spotted by friend of the show Jess, and Overture is by Alexander Nakarata. And you can find his other work at serpentsoundtrackstudios.com. Thank you to Ray Calidus for making our art. You can find her over on Twitter at Calligraphy Inc. or at calligraphyinc.com. If you like the show, we'd really appreciate it if you could leave us a rating review over on your podcatcher of choice to help more people find us. If you like the show and want to kick in something financially, please consider going over to Patreon and donating as little as $1 a month. I have a lot of fun making the show and playing with a bunch of cool people, but it does take a lot of work, and I'd like to be able to devote more time to Dice Fiends to make it the best that it can be. If you have any questions or comments, you can hit us up on Twitter at DiceFiends, or you can shoot us an email at DiceFiendsPod@gmail.com. Next week, we will be going back to Risky, Grimshaw, and Juice in the 6th episode of X-32 as their adventure draws ever closer to its conclusion. And until next time, remember, GM stands for Goro Majima. Goodbye.